busy turning the page to Carolina Panthers. So I know we want to do a little recap here, so let's have at it. But we're trying to catch up right now on a short week with the Panthers. So questions. No, I mean, I laid it out last year. The expectation is to win the division. You start there. We didn't get that done last year. So there were a lot of positive things to build off of from last year, and we've kind of carried forward this year. But it still begins with win your division. I mean, that's the surest way to get a spot in that playoff tournament. And so that will always be goal number one. I think our guys have embraced the idea of competing for the full 60 minutes, and regardless of the circumstances, to keep coming and to keep believing and to keep playing hard. Beyond that, I think we've found ways to win, and it's been different ways each week. And that's a credit to the players, a credit to the coaching staff, and everybody kind of pulling together and. It all being about whatever, any way we can, whatever it takes, by whatever means necessary, let's find a way to get a W.
With each one of those come from behind wins, how much more confidence does the group get as a whole?
Yeah, I think it does build the belief, in the squad as you have a success and you experience that, and then you obviously have a reference point to go back and, refer to. So we've done it before. We know we can do this again. I did not speak to the commissioner about that yesterday, just a quick, brief conversation on the field yesterday before the game with Commissioner Goodell, but that subject did not come up, and I don't have anything to add, don't have any update for you. Until I get the green light, I'm going to wait and see, with those guys.
I'm just curious, you have three road games all against division opponents. Is that something you just have to continue to, are these guys really aware of that there's a difficult stretch ahead of them? Do you have to talk to them about that all the time?
Well, what we talk about is the next opportunity to go compete. So right now we're talking about recovering from the trip. And then we'll be busy with our preparation. It'll be all about the Carolina Panthers. So, the way we've approached it each week, we've taken each opponent, been very respectful in trying to understand what they're good at, and where their weaknesses are, put together a good plan, and then have a great week of preparation leading up to a game, and then go compete. And that's really part of the process, that we've been about, and the guys have really embraced, and that's how we're going to continue to do it.
Even though you gave up a home game to play in Mexico City, did that feel like a home game last night?
It did not feel like a home game, especially walking up from the field to the locker room, which was a pretty good haul. But what did feel like a home crowd was the support. The people there were tremendous. They were really excited to have us play in front of them. They were loud throughout. And, that part felt like a home crowd, I think. Yeah, hard to say. I mean, I think we certainly appreciated it. I think we did what we needed to do. The idea was we're on a mission to get in there and take care of business and get out of there and get back and then begin our preparation, knowing we have a short week for Carolina. And that was that's the way we talked about it. That we had to travel well, not only for that game but for this game, coming up this week. So. I think the travel went well, and guys are recovering now, and the staff is busy putting a plan together for the Panthers.
Can you tell us what the team's reaction is to
Yeah, I don't. That doesn't have anything to do with us and the team right now. We're really focused on, you know, the next opportunity, and we kind of stay in our tunnel. Those discussions go on. We don't, you know, we don't partake in those discussions. So, as the head coach, what I do is I tell the guys, I grew up right down the road. I'm really proud to be the head coach of this football team, where it is right now, and what we can do is go out and play great football for our fans and for ourselves right now. And so let's focus on the work and the task at hand.
Do you have any indication if momentum is stronger toward Las Vegas or staying here at this point from what you do now?
No, I don't. I don't really spend a lot of time with that subject. Again, I really focus on football and preparing the football team, and I spend very little time on the business side. As a coach, I take the circumstances that I see our football team in, and I do the best I can to put a plan together to help, you know, move that group of people to a good end, a good goal. And so it's all about, you know, what's next for us. And right now, it's the Carolina Panthers coming up this week at home. Yeah, Bruce, well, he got some numbers, but I think he plays hard. He's tough. He's athletic, you know, and I think some of those things that Bruce, you know, brought, and one, you know, some of the reasons that he's here, I think they showed up last night on the stat sheet, you know, where he gets a sack and makes a lot of tackles and makes an impact on the game.
Jack, I know we've talked about Derek and what he does in the fourth quarter previously, but when it continually keeps happening, is it just circumstance, or do you see him go off? Is something different about him in those situations that you're seeing that maybe you're not seeing earlier?
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so. I think what allows you a player to excel in those situations is to continue, you know, to have the poise, to continue to stay purposeful and to execute. And it really comes down to, you know, the execution in those situations. And he's done a great job of that, you know, and he's done a great job of staying even keel throughout the evening. I mean, you could get rattled. A guy drops a ball he should catch, and, you know, you could come unglued, or you can respond with belief and pat him on the butt and say, hey, we're going to get the next one. And that's the way he's done it. You know, he's really been tremendously poised and composed, and he's gone out and delivered for us.
Harder is it for you guys to come back, you know, after coming down from 7,500 feet and coming from another country, and just how much more difficult does that make the short week?
Well, it's been addressed. You know, there are definitely challenges to recovering on the short week and traveling and playing at altitude and all those things. So that's all part of our plan and how we put together our work week. With that, you can add in Thanksgiving, you know, which is it's a little bit that has to be adjusted to there. So, yeah, we've got a plan in place. I work directly with Joe Gomes and Tom Jones and several people that, you know, we spend a lot of time in the offseason going through how we're going to work the team and kind of forecasting, you know, things that are coming, the challenges that are in front of us. So it's not like we're just, you know, trying to decide today what we're going to do. We've got a plan in place. We're going to continue to work that plan, the process, you know, in place here, and the guys have embraced it. And we're in that recover, you know, prepare, compete mode, and this is the recovery part. And it's hugely important for us to bounce back, you know, from what we just did and get prepared for what's next.
Is there any long-term effect from the altitude?
There can be a little bit, but, you know, we're working to minimize that as much as possible. Of course. Yeah, we spent a little time in the bye week.
Did you guys have any issues with that laser form?
Not. I saw on the still shots that we get, it show up a couple times, and it didn't really kind of register with me. But I don't know that it was a factor for us.
What can you or did you learn about the running game's troubles getting going last night? Obviously, you still move the ball through the air,
Yeah.
You didn't run as well as you normally do. What caused that? What do you learn from that going
forward? Clowney caused that.
Fair.
He's a big boy. Will Fork, you know, those guys, yeah, they did some good things up front. Romeo, you know, was a good defensive coordinator. They had some little adjustments, and part of that was just having good people, and they won up front on a couple occasions, and that doesn't happen very often to our guys. You know, the one thing we did, you know, when you're talking about line play, our quarterback was barely touched, you know, so that's part of it as well. And, yeah, we want to run it better, and we will, and we have. Yeah, they got the better part of they won the battle, you know, most of the night, but we won the battle, I would say, when we had to have it at the end of the game for the closeout drive. And, yeah.
You're not wearing a headset. Do you know those plays downfield are coming to the backs?
I'm not wearing a headset?
I didn't say headset on some of the fourth quarter, but you knew those plays were coming to the backs?
Yeah.
Downfield. And what did you think of those calls by Phil?
That was excellent. That's what we asked for. Yeah, we wanted to be aggressive. We went into the last drive, you know, wanting to play to win, not be afraid to throw the ball. And, you know, Derek made a great play with Jalen on the sideline, on our sideline. And then, you know, there was an opportunity there at the end on the fourth down. It was like, okay, I think we need to punt this. And then hold on, let's grab a timeout here and just think this through. And, you know, you're going to – you know, possibly punt it in the end zone, give them a 19-yard difference, you know, or take a shot at icing it right there. And so put it in the hands of the offensive line. So let's go get this done.
To have backs who can not only catch balls in the flat, but go downfield and make plays like that, how much does that impact what Bill's able to call, what you guys are able to do with those guys?
Yeah, having the ability, you know, all those guys can pass protect, they can run routes. They can run the ball inside and outside. And so having that versatility opens up, you know, for the offensive coordinator, the ability to utilize them a lot of different ways. And I think you see that we do.
Was there a lot of lobbying going on, not to punt?
A lot of lobbying? No. No, there wasn't a lot of lobbying. That's really not how we do it. You know, we communicate. Really, Brad Seeley and I would say I spend more time with Brad in those kind of situations than anybody else on the staff. You know, Derek always wants to go, so it's easy. I've got your vote counted, you know. I know
where to put that one.
I know you're a go, so. No, I lean on Brad a little bit in those situations. You know, Brad's been in a lot of those situations over his career. Not really. Not really. At the end of the half, I really thought that we would milk the clock down so they wouldn't have a lot of clock, which we did, try and draw them off, which we did, and then go ahead and execute a play and try and generate enough yardage to then make a more reasonable attempt at a kick. And so we executed that, you know, exactly how we wanted to. We didn't quite connect on the play, but at the end of the day, we minimized, you know, their ability to go down and do anything themselves. Yeah.
Is that kind of particularly satisfying to ice it that way?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you know you're putting yourself out there a little bit, but you're believing in your guys, you know, and they delivered. And so, you know, when you know you're putting yourself out there and then they deliver, it's satisfying.
A lot of times in those situations you try to go for a hard count, get the other team to jump offside. You guys went on the first.
Right. That's part of strategy. I mean, that's part of, you know, that's how we elected to do it there. But I don't want to get into discussions on strategy.
There's been a little bit of chatter today about the two calls in the game last night. Do you have a chance to look at those? Any thoughts on the two calls?
He was out, and they marked it appropriately.
Okay.